This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. One of the most fascinating stories we're watching currently is this issue of Satya Nadella, the magnificent CEO of Microsoft. He just sold half his shares in Microsoft. Microsoft's at this incredible all-time high of a, almost all-time high of a market capitalization. He owns about 600 million in shares. He sold 285 million in shares. And there's probably three things that are driving his share sales. One, the fact that the company's valued so high. Two is that he needs to diversify some, which makes sense. He probably has, you know, 80% or more of his net worth in Microsoft stock. I don't have any idea what his real net worth is, but probably hyper successful before Microsoft and now even more successful, but probably a huge percentage of his net worth in Microsoft. And third is tax changes. And this is fascinating because one of the things that's being talked about now in the financial circles, in the papers and commentary, is Elon Musk was really selling his shares for the same reasons. You know, tax reasons, diversification reasons, frothy price reasons versus the made up reason that he was selling it because of a Twitter poll. So just fascinating to watch. The tax issue is as follows for Satya Nadella. He is facing two sets of new taxes. And remember, he is selling 285 million in shares. So even before new taxes, he probably faces a tax bill between federal and state of about 30%. So that 285 becomes, let's take a simple number, 200 million. Under the new taxes proposed, 7%, which is not proposed, that's real in Washington state, that is a tax on long-term capital gains, he'd pay another 7%. So that would bring his take home from 285 down by another 7%, you know, let's call it another 20 million or so. Then at a federal level, under the proposed taxes in the House bill, he would pay another 8% in taxes. So that would take his take home down another 25 million or so about. So what happens is by selling now instead of in next year, aside from taking advantage of diversification efforts and the frothy market, he also is avoiding literally about 45 million in additional taxes. So in one may think, well, what's the difference? 285, if he pocketed 200, he's still crazily rich. If he pocketed 155, he's still crazily rich. And that's all true. But almost all human beings prefer to have, you know, you can never be too rich or too thin. And I think that's how many people think, regardless of how much money they have, that he'd rather have 200 million than 155, 155 million. So what's fascinating is how these tax changes have a real impact on behavior and what people do. In this case, he sold half of his shares. He's able to literally avoid almost 45 million in taxes, for sure 20 plus million in taxes, and maybe 25 million more, depending on what happens to the House and Senate bill. But what a fascinating perspective on the different behavioral finance issues and the economic issues that drive behavior. Obviously, he's got to keep a ton of shares because both he wants to and because he's got to show confidence fully in Microsoft. But fascinating to see how these tax issues and other things play into these decisions to sell shares and how many shares are sold. I mean, congratulations to Satya Nadella for both $285 million pocketing after taxes, a lot less, but also for, you know, avoiding this extra $45 million in tax. I don't know if congratulations is the right word or not. We'll have a whole nother discussion on the fragility of governments, taxes on governments, and more at a different time. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.